Welcome to The Refresh from Insider. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra.
We cover the latest news all day, every weekday. So if you're looking for the freshest headlines, check out our most recent show.
But we also feature longer, in-depth conversations on the latest trends and need-to-know topics. Here's one of them right now. Enjoy.
Hey, Rebecca.
Yes, Dave?
It's Thursday. You know what that means. It's time for us to play Two Headlines and a Lie. And of course, our friend Maddie Merritt from Morning Brew is here.
Yes, it is indeed not Friday. Morning Brew runs a version of this game every Thursday in their daily newsletter. So Maddie, remind our listeners how this game works.
So I'm going to read you three news headlines. All of them might seem like they're real, but one is more fake than the rock in front of my door that hides my spare key. Now everyone's going to break into my apartment.
Dave has been breaking in and trying on your clothes, Maddie. Sorry to say.
They're nice clothes, honestly.
Comes all the way from Canada.
Worth it.
So, Dave and Rebecca, as always, you're going to try and guess which headline is the lie.
And Dave, you know, there aren't actually any rewards in this game. We don't win anything except the satisfaction of knowing that even though the world is on fire, at least we got this one thing right this week. So...
there are no rewards in this game?
No.
Then why is my pay keep decreasing every time I lose?
Maddie, give us the headlines.
Okay. Headline A. A high-profile pastor was robbed during a live-streamed service in New York City. Headline B. Martha Stewart says six of her pet peacocks were eaten by coyotes. And headline C. Meet the 14-year-old who will co-direct the next Avengers movie.
Before we guess, Maddie, I'm guessing coyotes is a Nebraskan coyote.
Yes. Yeah, that's just how I have always, when my mom has yelled, get in the house, there's coyotes outside, that she's always said coyotes.
Great.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. I don't know about you, Rebecca. I feel like the first two headlines, the pastor getting robbed while on stage and coyotes eating some peacocks. Both of those feel real to me.
Completely agree.
Whereas a 14-year-old director for an Avengers movie, arguably like the most sought-after job, a 14-year-old, I'm going to say that one is the fake headline?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and side with you on this one, Dave. Headline C is the fake one. It's you and I against Maddie.
Oh, you guys are right.
Yes!
No! Hey. Wow.
My pay's going up.
You can afford groceries this week.
This is how we fix the gender pay gap, Dave.
Game-based.
This is such a bummer. I really... wow. Okay, well, congratulations. Here are some background on the real headlines. So, Bishop Lamore Whitehead, a high-profile Brooklyn pastor for the Leaders of Tomorrow International Church, was robbed at gunpoint during one of his services, and it was live-streamed. So the thieves stole about $1 million worth of jewelry from the pastor and his wife. And yes, combined, they were both wearing about $1 million worth of jewelry. Whitehead is known for his pretty public displays of luxury. Most notably, in May, he made headlines because he mediated the surrender of the New York City subway shooting suspect, Andrew Abdullah, in a Fendi suit.
What in the world? There is so much going on in that story.
There's a lot to unpack in this. We don't even have time to unpack this onion of things.
Can we please tax churches? This is absurd. Okay, and then what's the other Martha Stewart headline?
Yes, so Martha Stewart said six of her poor pet peacocks were eaten by coyotes, which... first of all, really, Martha, not only does she have pet peacocks, but six of them?
That's lavish.
Apparently, she has a lot of animals on her property, and this isn't the first time they've met a tragic end. She said back in April that her four dogs killed her, quote, defenseless little cat.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what's going on the Martha Stewart estate, but it's a lot of murder, apparently.
It's like Lord of the Flies with animals. Just like, I have a menagerie of pets and they all fight it out for my affection.
Maddie, thank you, as always.
Thank you.
Be sure to visit morningbrew.com to subscribe to their great daily newsletter and listen to The Refresh from Insider again next Thursday for another Two Headlines and a Lie. Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider, presented by WebEx by Cisco, in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast app.